From WGCU News, this is Gulf Coast Live. Republican Congressman Trey Radel of Fort Myers announced a leave of absence last week after news broke he was busted by federal officials for cocaine possession in late October. Republican leaders in Florida, including Governor Rick Scott, are calling for his resignation. Tell us what you think. Plus, a Republican and Democrat in the Florida legislature are teaming up to pass a bill that could raise the speed limit on Florida's interstate highways from 70 miles per hour to 75. First, this news. Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Ashley Lopez. This week, Floridians will be hitting the road to visit friends and family for the Thanksgiving holiday, and many will be driving on our interstate highways. This annual trek could see a slight but significant change next year. Two lawmakers are working to pass legislation that would raise the speed limit on in the interstate from 70 miles per hour to 75. Republican State Senator Jeff Brandeis of St. Petersburg and Democratic State Senator Jeff Clemens of Lake Worth have introduced a bill for the upcoming legislative session that could do just that. They say it's time for the state transportation department and engineers to take another look at Florida's interstate speed limits. But some experts skeptical of raising the speed limits say this could be a dangerous change. Joining me now in the studio is Jay Anderson, the executive director of Stay Alive, Just Drive, a nonprofit focused on traffic crash prevention, awareness, and education programming aimed at curbing distracted driving and promoting safe driving. Welcome to Gulf Coast Live, Jay.
Thank you. Good morning.
And also with us on the phone is Kevin Bakewell. He's a VP with AAA Club South. Welcome to Gulf Coast Live, Kevin.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we reached out to both Senator Brandeis and Senator Clemens to be part of the conversation. Both say they were unable to join us. In fact, Jeff Clemens said he is driving to meet family, I think, for the Thanksgiving holiday. And as Jay can say, you should not be on the phone when you're driving, right?
Absolutely.
You can tell us what you think about raising the speed limit by calling 1-877-428-8255. That's 1-877-GCU-TALK. So, speaking of Senator Brandeis, one of the sponsors of the bill, he told the Tampa Bay Times, Jay, and the Miami Herald Bureau recently that speed limits should be based on what drivers are actually driving. He said people drive at the speed they feel comfortable driving. And what do you both think of that? I'll start with you, Jay. If most people are already driving about 70 miles per hour, and if you drive down I-75, you see about the average is 75, would raising the speed limit by 5 miles really make that much of a difference?
Well, I think it does, actually, because the faster you go, the greater the risk. It increases reaction time, stopping distance, and then, once again, the mechanisms of injury that are involved in a crash definitely impact our bodies.
Yeah. And Kevin, do you have anything?
Yeah, I agree totally with Jay. 85th percentile, which is a standard used by a lot of traffic engineering and transportation professionals, is certainly a part of the equation, but any discussion of increasing maximum allowable speed limits needs to consider other factors like roadway design and entries and exits, roadside environment, capacity, general traffic patterns, enforcement, and so on. And again, if you look overall, a third of traffic crash fatalities are still speed-related, even in states that have increased their maximum speed limits to 75 mile an hour. Speeding remains a problem.
Yeah, and it seems like this move, this bill in particular, if it does go anywhere, it seems like it would be politically popular. I mean, aren't we also dealing with everyone's kind of want and desire to drive faster? And also, would that make it more likely to pass during an election year? What do you think?
Well, you know, I think everyone has the need for speed. I mean, we know that. And I travel frequently and basically on the interstate. So I have the opportunity to observe behavior. And there are individuals who are going to speed regardless of what the posted speed limit is. But one thing that we have to consider is there is a major economical impact connected with speeding. It costs us $40 billion annually, speed-related crashes. So if we increase the speed, just like Kevin said about the 85th percentile, 85% of the drivers are going to continue to exceed the speed limit by 5 to 7. So if it's 75, Now we're looking at 80, 82, 85, and perhaps the individuals out there that are risky are going to push it and drive 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, Kevin?
I was going to say, you know, I know one of the reasons that the senator gave for this bill was to help people get where they're going a bit quicker. And if you just do the math on that, if you're talking maybe like a 20-mile commute that I make every morning, you're talking about saving maybe 1 or at the most 2 minutes by increasing the maximum speed to 70 from 70 to 75, assuming you can travel at 75. And I think, you know, I say assuming because congestion's a major problem on many of Florida's interstates and our, quote, expressways. And, you know, drivers are already following too closely, not ensuring that safe following distance. And if you allow them to travel at an even higher speed, that problem is just going to get worse.
Yeah. And Kevin, I'm going to ask you a question. I know the AAA Club South has been keeping an eye on this move in the legislature. And run me through your thoughts on other parts of the bill and just talk to us about it. Because, I mean, for everyone who hasn't read this piece of legislation online, which is, I am assuming everybody, not everyone is like watching, is like keeping their eye on, you know, FloridaHouse.gov. I saw that they could also raise the speed limit on other roads, including highways with a divided median. So talk to me about your concerns about these other parts of the bill. What else is in there that we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, you already mentioned one of those things, and that is while most folks have talked about raising the maximum speeds on the interstate, it does also allow speed limits to be raised on four-lane divided highways from 65 to 70 miles an hour. And it also allows the DOT to set maximum speed limits on other roadways under its authority up to 65 miles an hour, and currently that's limited to 60. It does have some language in there, but it only relates to setting the minimum speed limit, where it says the DOT shall determine the safe and advisable minimum speed limits. And I know that had been reported at some point as being the DOT would also be involved in setting the maximum speed limits. And that's not in the bill, and perhaps that would still happen, but that is a concern of ours. Again, I think when you look at the other thing I heard mentioned was the fact that you know, traffic fatalities, the raw numbers have come down over the years. Actually, traffic fatalities went back up in 2012 compared to 2011, both federally and in the state of Florida. So I think, you know, it's not like we've solved the safety problem. We're still killing in Florida 2,424 people per year in traffic crashes.
Yeah, and Jay, as a driver safety advocate, I mean, what is your out front your concerns about this?
Well, the concerns are that it will increase the fatalities. You know, if you look at it, the number of speed-related fatalities tops the list next to alcohol. And it's typically speed-related and then alcohol involved. And last night we had a fatality on State Road 82 in Columbus. And I would just bet that it involved one driver driving at a higher rate of speed. Now, the driver that survived, I haven't got any additional information, you know, but two people lost their lives because someone made a poor choice. And that's what this is really all about. The need to drive faster, as Kevin mentioned earlier, you know, people are going to arrive a few minutes earlier to your destination. You have to ask yourself, are those few minutes worth someone's life?
Yeah. And you can join our conversation with a phone call to 1-877-428-55. That's 1-877-GCU-TALK. Or you can email us at golfcoastlive.org. And, you know, it's worth mentioning that, you know, this isn't set in stone. A lot of this bill hinges upon whether state officials approve raising the speed limit. But considering that you both have so much knowledge in this area, Kevin, I'll start with you. Do you think this is likely to happen? Do you think engineers and state officials will look at this and say, yeah, five miles per hour doesn't really make so much of a difference?
Well, I think the reality in Florida's legislature is it really depends on who's carrying the bill and who's behind it. Clearly, we have a very, a situation in Florida where if the folks who are in charge or in leadership want something to happen, it's got a much greater likelihood of happening. So that's the political reality. I mean, my hope is in looking at AAA's goal of improving traffic safety, and that's the only reason we're in Tallahassee, is that people will look at the numbers and say, you know what, Florida still has a lot of work to do on a lot of other areas to improve traffic safety. For example, we're the only one of two states that doesn't have an effective child safety seat law. And in fact, Florida's law encourages unsafe behavior in that regard. We have a lot of work to do to continue to decrease that 2,400 people who are dying every year on Florida highways before we start looking at something that we know is going to increase those fatalities.
Yeah, and Kevin, you have a, Jay, sorry.
Kevin, that was a great example. I'm on the Booster Seat Coalition, and it's often puzzling to us why we go to great lengths to protect adults, but we don't spend the same amount of time and effort on our children. And it's because our legislators will not pass the legislation. And I know we're a state where we have visitors from all over the world, but the reality of it is that these children are continually placed at risk. Now combine speed as another factor and throw distracted driving into the mix, and we truly have a recipe for disaster.
And I'm going to take an email from Barbara in Fort Myers. She says, won't it also increase the risk for pedestrians on non-interstate roads? I think we have seen quite a rise in that death rate, she says. Any of you can jump in.
Well, we have. We have, sadly, this year in Lee County, killed 20 pedestrians on our roads. And with last night's two fatalities, our total now stands at 76 for the year. And my philosophy is no fatality is acceptable.
Right. And I was going to say, too, if you look at the national numbers that were just recently released from the complete year of 2012, and as I mentioned, fatalities were up in motor vehicle crashes, and over half of that increase was from non-occupants, example, pedestrians, bicyclists, and some motorcyclists as well. So it is a problem, and while some of these roadways are not designed to accommodate pedestrians, clearly that is going to be a factor as well.
And I'm going to take a call. We have Rod from Port Charlotte. Thank you for calling. Thanks for waiting. Go ahead.
No problem. I was just listening to what the gentlemen were saying about the fatalities and the speed limit. You know, it occurred to me, though, it's kind of like a superficial assumption that increasing the speed limit is necessarily going to have a mass increase in fatalities. It might have a little uptick, but a lot of fatalities occur when people are doing the speed limit or even under the speed limit. I could be traveling on a road, look off to the right, and run over a pedestrian that came out in front of me, doing the speed limit.
Yeah.
That drunk driver that he talked about earlier could have been doing the speed limit, could have been doing lower than the speed limit, and killed himself or killed somebody else.
Yep.
So just to make the assumption that increasing, you know, the speed limit 5 miles an hour in certain zones, that's going to have serious repercussions. I'm not so sure of that.
Well, if I could comment, and
go
thank
ahead.
You, thank you to the caller. And I'm glad you mentioned drunk driving because, interestingly, if you look at the percentage of folks who are speeding and involved in traffic crashes, 45 to 50% of them were also alcohol impaired. So there's actually a correlation between drunk driving and propensity to speed as well. And I'm certainly not asserting that all people who speed are drunk, but there is a correlation. And when you combine those factors together, it's dangerous. And I think you can't ignore. I mean, these aren't just assumptions. I mean, these are based on the real facts in terms of a third of the traffic fatalities are speeding related. So simply by increasing the speed limit, I mean, you may perhaps reduce the number of speeding tickets issued, but you're not going to, you know, have a positive impact on traffic safety. And again, I don't think we should be happy with saying, okay, it might cause a slight uptick in fatalities or they may stay the same. That's unacceptable. I mean, the fact that we're still killing, you know, 200 people a month in the state of Florida in traffic crashes is unacceptable. So let's look to do things that bring us in the right direction.
And Jay?
Yes. And, you know, speeding is a habitual driver behavior. And that's an issue that needs to be addressed. You know, the people that speed are going to continue to speed, but if we increase the speed limit, they are the ones that put others at risk.
Yeah, and we just have a few more minutes here, but I do want to take one more call. Maima from Fort Myers, I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, but thank you for waiting. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I think the people that are making the laws ought to go out on I-75 right now and watch and see what's happening. The people that are going 70 are being passed up right and left because I happen to be one of them. And I set my car on 70. I go 70 or I go 68. And the people are absolutely on my bumper trying to get out around me. And if you increase the speed limit, all it's going to do is, okay, the ones that are going 75 or 80 right now, they're going to be going 85 or 90. So I don't understand why in the world they would ever want to increase the speed limit. And that's all I got to say.
Thank you. And you know, that brings up an interesting question. Actually, I think it was Jeff Clemens, one of the co-sponsors of the bill, said that, you know, this would really only affect, you know, kind of limitedly used interstate highways in sort of rural parts of the state. But, I mean, I-75 goes through some pretty populous areas down here. So what do you guys think of her thoughts on this? Kevin, we haven't heard from you in a while. You can jump in.
Yeah, I think, again, it doesn't, again, if you look at the bill, it doesn't just affect interstate or limited access highways. It impacts raising the speed limit on most other highways that I think many of us would consider to be major highways where there already are speed limits. So I think, you know, again, I think when you look at the breadth of the, or the scope, I should say, of this bill, and you look at the realities, and the caller was exactly right. I mean, I understand, you know, I drive the interstates as well as a part of my commute, and very rarely can I even get up to the maximum speed limit during those commute times. But if you're going, you know, at the maximum speed limit, it's very difficult for you to be in the left lane because you're going to be constantly passed or people driving around you. And again, this is simply going to increase the propensity for folks. And let me, one more.
Well actually, I'm so sorry, Kevin. That's all the time we've got. Yeah. I want to thank my guest, Jay Anderson, the executive director of Stay Alive, Just Drive, and Kevin Bakewell, VP with AAA Club South. So sorry to cut you off there. And there's more information on today's show as well as an archive of past shows at our website, wgcu.org/Gulf Coast Live. Thank you to my producers, Luke Martin and Richard Chinqui. This is WGCU Fort Myers 90.1 FM, WMKO Marco 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.